California's governor has shot down an attempt to put an age restriction on tackle football. Supporters say the less exposure that children have to tackle football, the better. That the hits that come from playing could lead to risks of developing CTE, a degenerative disease caused by repeated head impacts. It's been found in the brains of hundreds of former football players, including those who stopped playing after high school. But even in a mostly blue state like California, limiting tackle football for kids may be off limits for politicians. Cap Radio's Kate Wolf brings us this report.
It's January, and tackle football season for kids here in Sacramento ended a few months ago. In the offseason, some of the kids from the team are trying out 7-on-7, a version of touch football with no tackling. 12-year-old Kainoa Navarrete hasn't played before.
I played flag football, something like it, but this is fun.
Navarrete's been playing tackle football since he was 6. He says tackle is an outlet for his feelings, but he takes the hits too.
I do get worried a lot.
When was the last time you were worried about your head?
Probably like a month ago, like in games, because sometimes I get hit in the head a lot and it kind of stings like a headache.
Navarrete and some of the other kids have dreams of playing college ball and then going pro. Fourth grader Waylon Parker's big brother just got a full ride football scholarship to Washington State. Parker also started tackle when he was 6.
When you start hitting people, your head could be hurting like a lot.
And you've experienced that?
Yeah.
Even with the helmet on?
Mm-hmm.
Both kids say they've taken big hits. Navarrete says he had a concussion last year that hurt for a week. Those are a concern, but it's also the regular subconcussive knocks, ones that don't reach the level of overt symptoms that neurologists are worried about. Stella Lagarda is a practicing pediatric neurologist. When kids get hit on the head, or in her words, get their bell rung, she says they'll often brush it off.
They go back to play, and if they keep ringing their bell and ringing their bell constantly, that's going to, over time, accumulate.
She says in the brain, nerve cells are taking that wear and tear and not having time to heal. In some people, it also begins a ripple effect, causing tau proteins in the brain to build up, form clumps, and interfere with brain functioning. This is a sign of CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. CTE has been found in the brains of hundreds of former NFL players, as well as those who've only played in amateur leagues. Lagarda says people might only see cognitive impairment and behavioral changes years later.
That's probably also the reason why parents think it's okay. These changes happen after the kids grow up and leave home.
In 2018, California Democratic Assembly member Kevin McCarty brought a bill forward to stop tackle football for kids below 12. It didn't get far. Last year, he reintroduced it. It was more measured this time, phasing tackle for kids under 12 out over the course of 4 years. In the past decade, participation in tackle has dropped, especially in wealthier and more liberal areas. At the same time, participation in flag football has grown, almost 40% for kids under 12 since 2015. Here's McCarty at a recent hearing for the bill.
I love my 49ers, and hopefully after 29 years, come back and win a Super Bowl ring this year. So you can love football and love our kids and try to protect our kids at the same time.
But many of those kids and their parents came out to the state capitol in force to push back against the bill.
My name is Perry Sellers, and I play for the Toll Bridges
Junior. My name is Bear Tyler, and I oppose this bill.
I strongly oppose this bill.
The proposal passed out of that committee, but then, before the bill was even scheduled for a floor vote, California Governor Gavin Newsom stopped it in its tracks. He said he wanted to strengthen safety in youth football, but an outright ban wasn't the answer.
I'm not surprised at all.
Robin Swanson is a Democratic strategist.
Can you imagine what a political dumpster fire this would be? Not just for California, but for Democrats everywhere.
She says Newsom is a nationally recognized Democratic leader and a surrogate for President Biden. She says in an election year, he needs to be careful.
Every time we would talk about Republicans banning books, they would come back and talk about Democrats banning football.
Swanson says Newsom is politically astute and realizes football could be the next frontier in the culture wars.
It's just terrible timing on their part. I don't know that there's ever a good time to take on football in America, but I think this bill is a little too far ahead of its time.
Tackle football territory may be too risky for politicians, but it's still where kids are playing. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wolf in Sacramento, California.